The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What a world! Welcome on to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's blog and theboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB. And from writers, your humble host, Don of The Ocho. It is Thursday, the third day, March 28th, 2024. We hope all is well. Wherever you are, we hope you're happy, safe, healthy. I want to wish you a very happy Super Bowl 51 day. That's right, March 28th, 328, aka 28-3. I've only been to one Super Bowl in my life. Amazingly, it was the greatest one ever played, featuring the greatest comeback to ever happen. I'm obviously incredibly biased. Shout out Patriots, shout out Falcons, shout out our buddy Dan Quinn. Now, that's obviously a throwback to a different sporting event that obviously has to do just a teeny tiny bit with the sport that we are here to discuss in the name of, or in the realm, that is the NFL. And it's a big sporting day, in case you aren't aware. Now, full disclosure, as always, I'm recording this a little bit ahead of time. At the moment, for me, it is 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesday, March the 27th. But today, for you and for all of us now that it's Thursday, it's huge. We have the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament. It's opening day. Odds are that you're a Texas Rangers fan. And I'm only going to say this one time. Congratulations. Enjoy the ceremonies. Enjoy the gold trim uniforms. Enjoy all of it. Blah, blah, blah. Houston Astros coming for it all in 2024. That being said, we've got baseball back. We've got the tournament going on. NBA playoffs around the corner, Stanley Cup playoffs around the corner, if that's your thing. We've got, I guess, the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight, which, of course, is happening at AT&T Stadium. One of the only things that is really happening at AT&T Stadium that is of note because of what the Dallas Cowboys are doing here lately, really what they are not doing. And I'm really proud of our staff at Blogging the Boys that we have found some things to write about and some things to discuss because, goodness, I mean, this is, I'm stunned that we're still here, right? I'm stunned. You know, a couple of weeks ago when free agency began, I felt so nervous recording an episode in advance because it was the beginning of free agency and maybe the Cowboys were going to do something. And this has become something that I don't think any of us could have possibly imagined. Even those of us who maybe have been down on the Cowboys, those of us who we're not expecting a big offseason, whatever. I don't think anybody could have ever foreseen the just complete and total lack of activity and the memeability that it would ultimately kind of become. What with Jerry talking about, your all-in is different than my all-in. We're going to do more with less. This Dak stuff. I mean, this is the offseason from hell. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. It feels like we are trapped here. And what I wanted to talk about today, and I apologize for the way my voice sounds. I don't know how, have some allergy thing going on, so I've had a little bit of a cough just to kind of clear my throat out sometimes. And my personal goal is to not have to cough more than once on this episode, but hopefully not even once. But so I feel like I sound allergy-y, but whatever. With that being said, the title of this episode is It Has Never Really Felt Like This. I think that was the title. What did we go with? Yeah, It Has Never Really Felt Like This. And I know that sounds dramatic, and I know we say things like that all the time, but it has never really felt like this. It has never really felt like this in the sense that the Cowboys are doing absolutely nothing. They are just so disconnected from what is happening all around them. It has never really felt like this in the sense that, in my personal opinion, through my vantage point, through the lens that I look at all of this through, I really do feel like more people than usual are upset, and not just upset, like ready to, you know, I don't think anybody's, you know, legitimately gonna not watch the Cowboys or whatever. That's the conversation that people have, right? People that are frustrated with this team, they say, we really, you know, we just gotta stop buying merchandise, so we gotta stop going to games, we gotta stop watching games, whatever. And I'm not going to tell you how to be a fan. If you still want to buy a jersey or go to a game or whatever, do whatever you want to do. I mean, you know, you should be able to be a fan however you ultimately, you know, want. But I do think that people have developed, the word I've been using is a callous. I think people are calloused to the Cowboys. I think people have just kind of put them in this box in their lives where they're just another form of entertainment. It's another season of The Crown. It's another, you know, oh wow, spinoff of The Walking Dead, right? Like, it's another thing that entertains us. It just so happens to entertain us, you know, throughout football season in the fall on Sundays or Thursdays or Mondays or I guess Wednesdays, because the NFL just absolutely has to have our Christmas this year. And so I think that more people than usual are thinking of the team that way. Maybe that changes. Maybe some of that number, whatever it ultimately is, comes down, right? As the offseason goes along, as the draft gets here, assuming the Cowboys do hit this draft out of the park. But what if they don't, right? Like, what if they don't nail this draft, right? Like, last year was a draft class that people hated from the jump. And I think you could say that about a lot of classes. A lot of people did hate the 2022 draft class that at least turned out Tyler Smith, and you could certainly point to other players that have played really well for them, like Deron Bland, you know, obviously comes to mind. Sam Williams has had his moments, although, you know, there's two sides to every story, whatever. But last year, I mean, there were a lot of people down on Mossy Smith right away. And then there were very few people who felt better about it, the people that were down, after Luke Schoonmaker was taken. And, you know, DeMarvion Overshown presented something exciting and obviously became something exciting throughout, you know, mini camp and training camp and things like that. But after that, I mean, I don't think I'm speaking with the benefit of hindsight in saying that people were pretty down on the Cowboys draft class a year ago. And so what if they have a draft class like that? Like, what if this is not this just, you know, carrot of a draft class that they give to us to where we can say, okay, your brilliant plan made sense? That would be not very good, right? That would be something that I think sends people even further, you know, into the deep end of all this. And so I'm just kind of, I'm at this point just really interested. I'm really kind of fascinated. I feel like this is just an experiment. I feel like, you know, this is something new. We're kind of getting to see an interesting development, an interesting plot line, right? Like it is a show or something like that. And, you know, it's like, oh, wow, they're going to have Joey and Rachel date. Okay, that's a little, it feels weird and it feels wrong, but okay, let's see what happens, right? Like, I'll sign up for the ride. And obviously that didn't work out well, but it's really, really different in my mind, in my estimation, in my opinion. And you might disagree with that, and I'm fine with that. I'm actually very curious to know if you do or if you don't. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, as always, at RJOcho, or you can email me rj.ocho@sbnation.com. I'm not saying it's different in a heavy way, like, watch out, here comes the change, because the different thing is here, the different. But, I mean, I'm just struggling to come up with the example in which people were so down to this degree on the team and it worked out. And a lot of people, including our own Danny Phantom, have thrown out 2014 as an example. And I think that that does check some boxes, because it has the departure of a franchise icon, DeMarcus Ware then, Tyron Smith now, the extreme inactivity in free agency, relatively speaking. You know, it led to an amazing draft pick, one of the greatest ever in franchise history, obviously, in Zach Martin. It saw the loss of just, you know, incredible member, incredibly important member of the team in Sean Lee, but it also saw the team find a way to rebound and adjust and find a proper and suitable replacement for him along the way in Rolando McClain. And it was obviously with the head coach entering, you know, the final year of his contract at the time in Jason Garrett. And while I get the parallels, I do think that we're at a different time in that people are so apathetic. People are so pissed off. People are so mad. And we keep asking the question, partly out of it, or actually only out of interest, what has to happen for this to be fixed for you? What has to happen for you to come all the way back, for you to view this as more than just some sort of, you know, point of entertainment in your lives? And every time we ask that question at Blog on the Voice, we get the same answer, and it's nothing. Nothing, nothing. There is, it feels like we cannot put this toothpaste back in the tube. Sure, they might go out and win the Super Bowl, right? Like, that is technically, you know, alive in a world of infinite possibilities, but it's really, really, really difficult to fathom a way in which, you know, there is a positive, you know, end to all this for the Cowboys. It's really, really, really difficult to envision a way in which the Cowboys can laugh at all of us and say, we were right, you were wrong, we're smart, you're stupid, we're perfect, you're not, apologize right now. And I think I speak for all of us in saying that we absolutely will apologize, but the overwhelming likelihood is that this goes poorly for them. And the fact that so many people agree on that is what makes this feel so different. The fact that people are now doing a great job, you know, looking into the financial elements surrounding the Jones family. I thought that we talked about this on the roundtable and, you know, on the radio this week and on the mixtape. OCC did such a wonderful job of that in his article this week at Blog on the Boys. If you haven't read it, I highly, 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 highly encourage you. It's one of the most important things you can read this offseason. Obviously, Joey Ikes did an incredible thread on this subject. You can hear Joey every Wednesday here on the network on Talk on the Star with Connor. I mean, it feels like people are seeing the forest through the trees for the first time. And I've always gotten that expression wrong, so I think I got it correct there. I think people are seeing through the facade. People are seeing through the mirage. People are seeing the real wizard, you know, behind the curtain, right? People understand that this is maybe a little bit too much of a show, and the fourth wall has been broken for them in a way that can't be repaired. You know, you can't undistort the distortion. And I feel like I was talking about this on the mixtape, and for those of you that didn't listen, wow, that hurts. But it isn't, I think we're all, and I maybe I don't speak for everybody here, but speaking for myself, that's what I'll do. I am willing, as a football fan, as a Dallas Cowboys fan, to look past their playoff loss. It's been long enough that I'm over that. It was frustrating. It pissed me off. I was really mad. I was really upset, just like you were, I presume. But it has been long enough that I'm willing to look past it. You lost. All right. Sometimes that happens, right? They were the better team. You were the worst team. You know, if you played them again, maybe you win. Probably not, but whatever, right? I'm okay. I can make my peace with the fact that you lost. What I cannot justify, what I cannot make my peace with, is that you have not only done nothing, but shown no initiative, shown no desire, shown no want, shown no gumption towards making sure that never happens again. And I don't think it's the playoff loss that broke a lot of Cowboys fans. I think it is the sequence after that has slowly, slowly, slowly eroded more and more and more faith. And that anybody who felt foolish by sticking to some semblance of faith now feels spurned, now feels left out in the cold, now feels dumb, now feels vulnerable because they decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and trust this team, even though they just let me down in the playoffs, even though it was the same old, same old, same old, because I love them, I'm going to put my faith and my trust in their hands, and I'm going to hope against all odds that it's going to be a little bit different because they are going to be active in free agency. Jerry told me he was going to be all in, and I know that that has been discussed ad nauseum. And what happened? They completely and totally left you hanging. They said, hey, go ahead, trust fall. We're right here. We're going to catch you. This time it's going to be different. And you did it. You did it against your better judgment. I did it against my better judgment. We closed our eyes. We turned around. We leaned back, and we hit the hardwood in the gymnasium floor. It is so frustrating and so unbelievable, really. I don't know of a way in which this offseason, or how this offseason, could have gone more poorly for the Dallas Cowboys front office, because outside of the homers upon homers, there's nobody who has their back, right? Like, there is nobody who is sitting here saying, in a real sense, in my mind at least, you guys are being unreasonable, you guys are being unfair, they deserve the benefit of the doubt, just sit back, just trust. We are in a moment, in a place, in a time where everything and everyone finally understands that this might all just be a big show. And that is a really tough pill to swallow, which is why, back to the title of the show, it has never really felt like this in my mind. It hasn't. And that's maybe a bit dramatic, but that's part of the fan experience. Maybe something will happen that will change my mind or change your mind, and we'll feel differently, obviously, in a month or in 2 months or in, I don't know, 10 weeks, whatever the case may be. But right now, it feels pretty dark. I mean, the clouds are out and we're hearing the thunder, and it looks like rain, to say the least. I hope your team has a successful opening day, unless they're the New York Yankees, because that's who my team plays. I hope your team fares well in the NCAA tournament. I really don't have a stipulation on that because my Aggies already lost. If it's Houston, I'm cool. I'm over it. But I hope you enjoy a weekend full of wonderful sports action. I hope you have a very happy Easter. If you're celebrating with family or little ones or anything like that, I hope it's a great time and you make wonderful memories and take a lot of pictures and have a great time. I cannot wait to talk to you again soon enough. I want to shout out myself, obviously, for not coughing. Way to go. I want to shout out Bear, who was a very good boy and did not bark one single time throughout the course of this entire recording. So before either of those things change, I think it's time for us to pack up and get out of here. My name, once again, is RJ Ochoa. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, or Threads at RJ Ochoa, on TikTok at RJ.Ochoa, or you can send me an email if you would like at RJ.Ochoa@SBNation.com. Hope you have the best day ever. I hope you have the greatest day of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.